Narrative Frameworks, 89. Embodiment, yes. But what is it we ultimately embody? It is life, it is spirit. Consciousness. Know and remember this amidst all your posturing, writhing around on the floor. Embodiment of different energies within life, yes. But these different energies are not endpoints in themselves. These different qualities that we embody are not endpoints in themselves, but means through which life moves away from itself and back to itself, as the only thing that is embodied. Does embodiment end at the body, or is the body seen as the tool that it is for the experience of consciousness? An embodiment that ends at the body is limited. Embodiment that sees the body as a means through which consciousness can be experienced, known, expressed, mastered. Is true embodiment. Embodiment does not have to be finding the limitations of the body. Embodiment can be using the body subtly for the purpose that it exists, which is to be a vehicle for spirit, for soul, to be a crystallized expression of spirit and soul, but not something that lives and dies in itself. Yes, the body is born, and yes, the body fades away. But who you are does not die. Who you are is the consciousness that continues beyond the body-mind form. So there's this paradox that we are not the body, and yet the body, we are not the body and mind, and yet the body and mind are the place where who we are in this time-space world can be expressed most fully and most beautifully. And how that is not a formula. How that is not, does not have a set look, does not have a set pattern, does not have a compulsory emphasis. Too often it seems that embodiment is seen as an indulging in the body and indulging in the ego mind body identity. This is the key point, really. If, as individual beings, we are identified with our body and mind, then embodiment becomes a reinforcing of the egoic state of consciousness, the state that says body and mind is all that is to me. And as such, what are we embodying? We're embodying the ego state. We're embodying a limited state of consciousness. We're embodying an indulgence in personal identity. So my interest in embodiment is the embodiment of spirit, of soul, in terms of the embodiment of spirit-soul identity, the embodiment of the knowledge that we are primarily spirit souls and not primarily body minds. And yes, we are all of it. This is an issue of primacy, of what is primary. So just like anything else, embodiment takes on a different flavour depending on how we define ourselves, how we define what it is that is embodied. Are we embodying just the mood of the egoic consciousness? Or are we embodying the boundlessness of the spirit? The life energy that flows through us. The life energy that is us.